you know, as like I said, we're touring Europe for the first time for this record, which is a trip. You know, it's gonna be good. We're over there for a couple months playing like Hellfest with Black Sabbath and doing a couple shows at Roadburn over in Europe, and we hope to get into the recording studio again this summer, and I think we're gonna be recording in LA.
Nice.
And so I know we're gonna probably do a show or two while we're recording in LA. So we'll be back there. I love that place. I need to go to Roadburn. I mean, I need to go to Rainbow and have a drink for a been too long.
Now this is what's interesting here. You're gonna be going to Europe for the first time to tour the last record?
Right, yeah.
So these audiences have never seen these songs transition in a live setting, correct?
Things take time for records to come out. It's mainly because of vinyl. Like when you record it, it takes 3 months to produce vinyl. Everybody's doing vinyl again, and there's not many factories that manufacture it.
Yeah.
You're talking 3 months. So the record was done, and it was getting printed, and we had festivals and tour dates in Europe. And we really didn't want to play new stuff yet.
Yeah.
So we went over there, and I think we did the whole Psalm 9 record, the Trouble record, you know. It was never done it, you know. People loved it. And just played all kinds of crazy old Trouble songs and covers. Up until that time, the record came out, and we never really officially toured for the record yet. It came out over there, which is a trip. So now we're finally doing it. So it's a little bit behind. It took them a year to catch up.
Well, the best part about this is that not only are these fans in Europe going to get to absorb the material that you released off your last release, but they're going to also get the cherry on top, which is you guys always play old Trouble tunes. So it's the best of both worlds, man. You're playing these festivals. You're playing these festivals in Europe. You're playing these festivals in Europe, especially with so many eclectic bands. How do you feel about finally getting the recognition you deserve and playing along these great bands that you're playing?
I never even looked at it like that. We always got the recognition, but through different mistakes, I guess. We didn't get to the level of these other bands, so to me, it's like, hey, whatever, you know, it shit happens. We're friends with most of the bands out there. You know, so when we go to a festival, it's like a big family party. I mean, we're at Hellfest. That's how I was at Hellfest. Like, Geezer and Sabbath was at the bar, and Girl School, and everybody's just hanging out, talking. There's a musician VIP bar. It was beautiful, you know? So the musicians, we all get along. It's really a cool thing, and we're going back to Hellfest, and, man, I'm looking forward to it. But, right. I mean, it's just to play there is an honor. I've never lost that. I'm still a fan of metal, and always will be. I am damn blessed to be able to do this for, you know, for as long as I have it. And having the last record we did, everybody loved it, so it continues. And we keep playing, we're going to keep writing new music, keep doing it, you know. I'm having fun, man. I'm not stopping anytime soon.
Yeah, and that's what it's really all about, Ron. It's just keeping it sincere, honest, and having fun. When can we expect this EP to be out?
I'm sorry?
When can we expect this EP to be out?
This EP is supposed to come out Friday, the 22nd.
Nice.
That's the official release date, but I'm not sure because it's so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And we just decided this in the end of December, when we went to the studio record, we told the label, hey, we're going to have stuff for you in a week. Can you put it out? They're like, what? So, I mean, the 7-inch ain't coming out till April. And I think it'll be in time for the big festival, Roadburn, in Holland.
Nice.
But the EP is supposed to come out Friday.
Okay.
And with the 5 songs on it, and there's only 2 songs on the 7-inch final. The 5-song EP is going to be digital, the whole thing. So, it's, I'm excited.
And just to recap, this EP includes one new song that you've written as the Skull?
Yes, it's called Belonging. It's something that me and Eric have been kicking around for a little bit. We threw it in the mix, and it came out heavy and great. It's like a heavy blues rock song. It's cool as hell. And we redid the Skull. So we took 2 songs from our Reggie's show in December, Assassin, another old song, and the song, Till the Sun Turns Black, from For Those Which Are Asleep. That's live as well. And since we are doing a tour coming up for the For Those Which Are Asleep record, the song that they're pushing for a single is called The New Generation. So they've been playing that on the radio in Europe, so we're like, we'll put that on, we'll remaster it, put that on the EP as well, since it's like a new thing. It's like the single for the record that we're doing the tour for, like a year or two later.
Well, you know what? This is great news for, as I mentioned before, old Trouble fans and new Skull fans, because it feeds what we need, which is music from five sincere, real individuals who have been putting out real music for fucking almost over 30 years, man. So I commend you on this.
Yeah, it's like the 30-year anniversary of the Skull. That's kind of how that song came into play as well.
Wow. I can't believe
that. Plus the name of the album, the name of us, and this is everything, you know. But I could just see in time for that song to be redone. You know, it's... Like I said, the original is awesomely done by Trouble, and I said we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We just did it like the Skull. I think we have our own way of playing music, and I think the way we record is the Skull. The Skull. Playing the Skull.
There you go. Keeping it simple. The Skull playing the Skull. This EP is going to be on TP Records. Your prior release on TP Records, which is For Those Which Are Asleep, is still out. So make sure you go out and pick it up. And you're going to be heading out to Europe these next couple of weeks. Ron Holzer, I appreciate the time. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Man, if Jimmy Cannon, anytime, my brother.